18-year-old Wycliffe Otieno prepares for his daily jump rope practice. The tools of his trade, a pair of shoes, a water bottle, and a second change of clothes. Otieno took up the sport 4 years ago and is part of the Carolina Pokibara Jump Rope Initiative dubbed the CFK Sprinters. He has been practicing 4 times a week for up to 2 hours a day, and that hard work has paid off. In June, the CFK Sprinters represented Kenya and came in 3rd out of 16 countries at the 2014 World Jump Rope Competition that was held in the U.S. state of Florida. But Otieno says he nearly did not pursue the sport for the wrong reasons.
After class, I'd find people practicing jump rope, and my interest was piqued. But I thought it was a game for only girls. Only girls jump rope. Later I saw boys practicing, but they weren't that keen since they too viewed jump rope as a sport for girls. I saw an opportunity to learn and improve my skills, and I decided to take it up seriously.
Carolina Pokibara, an international NGO, started the Jump Rope Initiative in 2010, gearing it towards children aged between 8 and 18 years of age living in Nairobi's informal settlement. So far, the CFK Sprinters has around 100 children enrolled in the program. They provide training, a jump rope and a pair of shoes which cost about $10, too much for most Kibera families to afford. 15-year-old Christine Ondeko, among the first to join the jump rope club 4 years ago, says she wishes there were more support for her sport, which many people just view as a playground activity.
Parent support, because they don't think it's that stuff. They think it's time wasting, can't help in anything. On the ground, we face challenges like here are rocks, some get injured because they don't have shoes, lack of shorts for guys, mostly on time. Shirts for training, because you can train with the same clothes you come with and go with them home.
Since 2001, Carolina Pokibara has been helping the local young people through various initiatives, including the Tabitha Medical Clinic, which treats the CFK sprinters at no cost when they get training injuries. David, of course, one of the 3 coaches, takes pride in not only conditioning the CFK sprinters, but giving them a sense of self-worth through mentorship.
Generally, jump rope brings the youth around Kibera together. For people who cannot take part in any other sports like football, running, they can take part in jump rope. And despite them taking part in jump rope, we still impact them with the life skills and information, such as HIV, teenage pregnancies, and the bad companies.
This dedication has seen the team win 3 international championships while helping young people feel safe and valued. As they hone their skills, the CFK Sprinters look forward to next year's World Youth Championships in France. And maybe, just maybe, this time they'll take first place. Lenny Ruvaga for VOA News, Nairobi.